at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans are in the eye of a storm, snow and freezing rain. The bad weather expected to hit the East Coast this weekend, though forecasters can't say yet which areas are going to get what. Former President Trump is asking the Supreme Court to overturn a ruling barring him from the Colorado ballot.
The ex-president wants the high court to review a Colorado Supreme Court ruling banning him from the state's ballot. The decision marked the first time a section of the 14th Amendment prohibiting those who engaged in insurrection was used to keep a presidential contender off the ballot. The Civil War era clause has been used so sparingly that the nation's highest court has never ruled on it. Trump's move comes a day after he appealed a ruling by Maine's top elections official that he's ineligible for the state's ballot over his role in the Capitol riot. Trump remains on the ballot in both states while the appeals play out. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An airstrike in Baghdad, Iraq, kills a militia leader. The militia is backed by Iran. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Militia officials announced that its head of operations in Baghdad, Mushtaq Taleb el-Saidi, had been killed. The militia group is a coalition of militias that is nominally under the control of the Iraqi military and is known as the Popular Mobilization Force. The group blames the attack on what they called brutal American aggression. Officials with the US military and embassy in Baghdad did not immediately respond to requests for comment. I'm Karen Chamas.
Due in court today, a co-pilot accused of threatening to shoot a commercial airline captain who had talked about diverting a flight from Atlanta to get medical attention for a passenger. Jonathan Dunn is charged with interfering with a flight crew. The flight was on its way to Utah, Salt Lake City. This is AP News. Americans are buying more cars.
American consumers bought 15.6 million new vehicles last year. The numbers indicate that car buyers were undeterred by high prices, rising interest rates, auto worker strikes, and a computer chip shortage. The tally is 12% more than in 2022. That's the biggest increase in more than a decade. But that still does not match the 17 million vehicles rate in the years before the pandemic. There are signs of a cooling market as supplies grow on dealer lots and prices have started to fall. Average auto sales prices peaked in December of 2022 at just over $47,300. Data from J.D. Power show average prices in mid-December of 2023 were down 2.7%, or around $46,000. Analysts expect more discounts. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Do you really want a bachelor's degree but are unsure if you're ready? Start earning your bachelor's degree at Southwest Tech in Fenimore and then transfer to a four-year institution to complete your studies. The caring faculty and staff at Southwest Tech will guide you through transfer contacts, help you pick classes, set your credits go with you, and keep the whole process on track. You can save thousands of dollars, take on much less debt, and graduate with the same degree for the career you want. There's still time to explore your options, apply, and become a student at Southwest Tech. Classes start Monday, January 15th. Apply online at swtc.edu/apply. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with Tough Shell Stretch Polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
5 minutes past seven, we'll check out forecast details and get going a little bit further into today, Thursday, January 4th, in just a moment.
Save extra now during the half price sale of Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half price sale in Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends this Sunday.
Choose Mr. G.
Harvesting timber is a difficult choice for many woodland owners, not because they don't want to harvest the trees from their land, but rather because they want to make sure the job gets done right. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 to create a plan to harvest your timber today. That's 608-434-4413.
Temperatures will range into the low 30s today. We could even get a little bit of sunshine. Northwest winds around 5, becoming westerly later today. Tonight, a low of 20, 35 for Friday and Saturday. A little bit of light snow perhaps later in the day Saturday. Sunday, 35 with some sunshine in the afternoon. And Monday, mostly cloudy and a 50% chance of light snow overnight. Right now in Richland Center, after the midnight reading of 31, we are down from that. It is 28 degrees. Good morning as we await sunrise here in the center. This is Chris Young and Kane Brown.
My buddy Brandon holds a record for single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. My buddy Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. Big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. Some famous friends, yeah, I do.
Chris Young and Kane Brown and some famous friends on WRCO Radio.
My Sarah, broken halos, folded wings that used to fly. They've all gone, wherever they go, broken halos that used to shine.
Self-made man, girl, don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am when I'm getting this close to you. It's high time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Strong heart and a willing hand, and that's a secret to my success. A good woman, I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord, I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you.
thank the bank for the money, thank God for you.
Sawyer Brown on WRCO. Today is Tom Thumb Day. World Braille, it's World Hypnotism. Also Pop Music Chart Day. National Trivia, Free Flower Basket Day. It's Dimpled Chad Day. That's those little things when you punch out a card or whatever, but kind of goes along with the whole Dimpled Chad thing back in 2001. They were exploring the votes in Florida. And National Spaghetti Day today. Oh, yes, that's something you'd sink your teeth into. Good stuff. Coming up, we'll see what old Henry Bray knows, and then 10 seconds later, we'll be back to regular programming.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Our store hours from Christmas Eve till January 6th will be Thursday and Friday, 8 till 4, Saturday, 8 till 2. We'll be closed Sunday through Wednesday for those 2 weeks. May your Christmas and the start of the new year be sunny. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Just in time for the holidays, the Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we understand that illness and injury don't make appointments. That is why our urgent care department is now open 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. For more information and urgent care hours, visit our website at richlandhospital.com. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, and healing for 100 years.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hello, Hank.
Good morning, Philip. How are you doing, buddy?
Not bad. I can't see very well.
Hey, Phil. I'm over here, buddy.
Joanne, is that you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, Bo. Good morning.
You took my glasses. How am I supposed to see you?
Well, you've cleaned them, Philip.
I know.
No. Let me finish, please. You cleaned them with a Kleenex that had lotion on them.
Yeah, must have.
Yeah, oh, you did.
It was getting a little foggy in here. I couldn't tell why. Thought the place was on fire.
I thought Joanne was cooking again.
Oh, well.
Try those, young man.
All right.
Try those. Let's see if you can see.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
Can't get them on
with my What is going on with you?
I don't know.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, can you see me?
Oh, wow. You're even worse than I thought you were.
it's better with them off, isn't it? And it's always nice to see you in the morning for that self-esteem building.
Right, right.
So anyway,
we both wore blue.
Blue, yeah, because we're going to be blue on Saturday and Sunday.
Blue on Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, no, Joanne.
Oh.
Have yourself a blue weekend.
Oh, well.
But anyway.
She'll come in here and kick you. I thought maybe you meant we'd be blue if we lose to the Bears.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
I don't want June calling me.
She might.
I know.
She threatened yesterday.
Did she?
Like, tell him to leave my team alone.
I didn't. Again, this is on you. But you're probably in you're the one that said they're going to be blue because they're going to lose to the Bears. I honestly don't think that the Packers will beat the Bears.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not going to be surprised. I hate saying that. I really do, but. Because I hate the Bears, June.
Sheesh. How do you really feel?
They need a new quarterback.
Oh, come on, man.
Just say it. Or go ahead and keep him and let us continue to win.
maybe it's better that we, you know, they do keep him. I don't know. But
yeah.
I'm sticking up for Justin Fields. I think he's
a horrible quarterback.
Yeah, well,
I do.
He's better than their alternative, what they have now. If they draft somebody,
maybe they can match, draft like a Mitchell Trubisky again.
No. They're kind of stuck. Because if they keep him, which I think they should, and they draft a quarterback, then as soon as he has a bad game next year or this year, the new season, they'll be like, oh, bring on the backup, bring on the backup.
And the fans will it doesn't matter what you do with that situation.
No, it's rough. I think, to be honest, what I will say on the negative side about Chicago is I think it's a tough place to play.
Oh, without question.
Any sport. I think the fans turn on a dime. Of course they do in every team. Yeah. You know, I noticed that with the Packers, you know, even when they win, people call into the postgame show and, oh boy, I don't know, fire Joe Barry. Oh boy. Hey, we won the game. Who cares?
No one's ever happy.
No, exactly. I do say that we're going to have to score 35 points.
If not more.
Yeah, if not more.
Hey, I tell you what, I had a big scare last night, Philip.
Oh, what's up?
My wife came home.
Really?
Yeah, and she said, honey, we're having twins.
Okay.
Twins? And I said, how do you know this? And she goes, well, both pregnancies. You know, she went to Walmart and she goes, I got a dual pack of pregnancy tests and both of them came back positive.
Is that right? Oh, boy.
Yeah,
that's bad.
Yeah,
that's
bad.
And I didn't know you had a wife.
I didn't either. I didn't either. I have one before you go because yours going to outdo me.
I am?
Maddox Ranjabar from Canada, okay, was only 10 years old when he broke the world record in 2020. Guess for what, Philip?
I don't know, talking?
No, that's you. He broke it. His emotional short-term memory had a healthy obsession with a game called Simon.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So me and you, we're pretty good. A lot of respectable people are really good if they get 8 to 12 levels. Seriously, I mean, that's really good. He is at 84.
I didn't know there were that many levels of Simon.
I didn't either. But, he achieved that at 84 levels.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
So that's the memory game, right?
Yes. Simon? Yep. You got to, if they hit the button.
Remember where what light is blinking and things like that? It's been a long time since I played it. Ah,
So
I didn't know they were still around.
Yeah, they're still around. I almost got you a mini Rubik's Cube the other day.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen those, the minis? They're small, a lot smaller. So, but no, I think it has 12 on each side or 9 on each side.
I solved it once in the 80s.
It doesn't count tearing the stickers off, Philip.
Yeah, I know.
and it doesn't count when it comes out of the box. Look, Mom.
Speaking of a old game, this 13-year-old, the first human to ever beat Tetris on the original Nintendo Entertainment System, Willis Gibson, who goes by the handle of Blue Scooty online.
Blue Scooty.
Achieved the feat, and he got all the way to the game's kill screen, the point where the game crashes because software can't advance further.
Isn't that crazy?
I didn't know there was such a thing, but I guess. Gibson is among the competitive Tetris players who use a technique called rolling, which involves rolling the fingers of one hand on the back of an NES controller to push it into their other hand, allowing them to press the directional pad more than 20 times a second.
That's unreal.
So the game was, the little brain in the game was just going, must have exploded. Vincente Clemente, the president of the Classic Tetra World Championship, said if Gibson's feat is independently confirmed, he'll officially be the first human to ever beat the Nintendo Entertainment System version of Tetris.
Crazy.
Amazing.
I'm still on like level 3.
I was going to say, past 1 would be a very good accomplishment for me.
Wow. Longest marathon on a swing. Philip, Richard Scott, a dad of 3 from the UK, claimed this record after spending 36 hours and 32 minutes going back and forth on a swing set.
On a swing set.
Why?
Boy. What did he do after that? Throw up?
Even though he loved embracing his inner child, he informed us that he wasn't nearly as easy as he thought it would be. He did have an empty happy ending though, and it's not only did he earn the title, but he also met his new girlfriend while he was swinging for glory.
Just a swinging.
For all you anniversary people out there, just a swinging.
There is a little girl in our neighborhood. Her name is Charlotte Johnson, and she's really looking good.
Yeah. Just a swinging.
Just a swinging.
Yep.
That's the last song I ever sang with a live band.
Really?
Yeah, I sang that with a live band once.
That's a great song.
And they didn't know it.
No,
they were just following along. I'm just a swinging. E! Meow, meow. Just a swinging. E! Meow, meow. F! Meow. But they followed along pretty well.
Good.
Yep. Yeah. A pair of Brazilian YouTubers broke a Guinness World Record by erecting a 78.1-foot tower made of popsicle sticks, Hank.
Oh.
Wow.
Did you say 78 foot?
78.1 feet of popsicle sticks stuck together. Too tall, and it had a lot of fragile connections. It broke 3 times before they could put it up, I would imagine. The structure took the record from a 41-foot, 1-inch tower built earlier in 2023.
Wow.
Hey, see what's going. We might be able to buy that for our new tower.
Yeah, maybe.
Put it up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Farthest throw of a washing machine, Philip.
Throwing a wash machine?
Throwing a washing machine. Johan Espiscrona, okay. Espen Krona likes to show off his powerlifting skills by hurling kitchen appliances. So that's exactly what he did in 2022. He threw a washing machine a distance of 14 feet and 7 inches. Now, they're old washing machines.
Right, but they'd be heavier, wouldn't they?
I think the last in 10 years is what it said.
Oh, okay.
So that's about as long as a giraffe. 14 feet. I mean, you think about throwing it. Mean, it didn't have any water in it, but still just the washing machine.
Still, it'd be
That's crazy.
Heavy. Mm. Wow.
He could probably throw us around here.
Yeah, I'm sure he could.
Most people don't have the strength to lift a washing machine, let alone throw it a record-breaking distance.
That is unreal.
That's unreal. I do have a question for you. All right? We're from farms, okay?
Yeah.
So if you lift the calf up every day, mm-hmm. from the day it's born, like the start, just lift up and put it back down, all right? And you do that every day. When that cow is full grown, can you still do that?
Now, I think that's an urban legend because I
but
used to
can
hear
you
that.
Do that?
I heard a story of a man who carried a calf every day till it's fully grown and supposedly could do it. I don't think you can. I think there has to come a point where physically you wouldn't be able
but,
to.
But you do that every day, though. I mean, you think about it.
I know. Well, somebody has a baby calf. Maybe you can try it. You could just
stop by the farm. They just drop him off every. We should just put a little calf in the corner here.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'd be concerned about the smell, but maybe the calf wouldn't mind. I don't know. Oh, well. How you doing?
Most things in a beard field, Phil. Here's one more for you.
What's that?
All right. You may remember Joel Stresser, a serial record breaker who's known for gaining his records by decorating his beard with various objects.
Okay.
His latest record, for the most candy canes in a beard, he achieved the outstanding total of 187 candy canes.
In his beard?
In his beard. Yeah. Yeah, that's an unusual record that anyone. His other records include most forks in a beard, most chopsticks in a beard, 520, most paper straws in a beard, 534, most pencils in a beard is 456, and most pencils in a beard in a minute is 59.
With those candy canes, I presume he doesn't unwrap them, because they could get sticky.
Oh, well, you just like, stick.
Yeah, they stick
them,
in there,
stick
man.
Stick them right in there.
Yeah, you'd never get them out.
So,
oh well.
But anyway, here's another one for you.
What do you have?
That would go along with your record for the
tallest stack of hats worn at once. Serial record breaker Anthony Kelly proved he had a head for hats by wearing 107.5 centimeters or 3 feet 6 inches stack of hats. Boy, that's crazy.
They're cowboy hats.
Yeah. He's also the title holder for the most tennis balls caught blindfolded, which is 11. My word.
We need to practice on it. So this is what we'll do, Phil. Tomorrow, I'll bring tennis balls. I'll blindfold you, and I'll just chuck them at you.
Okay. No, you don't have to do that. Just don't clean my glasses tomorrow.
Everybody be kind.
Have a good one.
Day.
You bet.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Some notes on this day in history. In January 4th of 1954, Elvis Presley met Sam Phillips of Sun Records at the Memphis Recording Service. Phillips got Elvis's address and phone number to contact him later about a formal recording session. The last episode of Rawhide aired on CBS in 1966. And in 1984, Van Halen released their album 1984. Coming up, some notes on today and birthdays and anniversaries, courtesy of The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Andrew Muller from Lori and the Guys, to Landon Olson from Lori and the Guys, Taylor Olson from Lori and the Guys, to twins Landon and Taylor Olson, happy 20th to my great nephew and niece, Aunt Mary loves you. We have a wish for Jason Perkins from Liz, Bronson, Paige, and Alex. Also, happy birthday, Jason, from Ryan, Val, Elizabeth, Jacob, and Jordan. Have a great day today from the whole family. Also, number 13 for granddaughter Ava Elder. We hope you have an amazing day. Welcome to the teen years. Love from Grandma, Aunt Mandy, Uncle Brent, Abby, and Izzy, and Isaac. To Sarah Pinkham from Jay and Linda, Enjoy your special day. Also, happy birthday, Sarah, from Mick Memorial Park Board. Thanks for all of your help this past year. To Juwan Hansen, from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Happy birthday to Carolyn Knabel and Juwan Hansen, from Bob and Heidi Shear. Wishes from Schmidtwoven Hills residents and staff to Morgan Kratzenberg and to Anna Dice as well. Have a great day. Wishes from the United Methodist Church to Megan Kratzenberg. And happy birthday to Brian Thielman from Lilla Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today. Saluting these VIPs, Mike Emmett, Ava Elder, Mackenzie Froney, Malachi Imhoff, Gene McKenna, Calvin McNabb, Nita Stanek, and Chris McNabb. And happy birthday from the Richland Center Lions to Hallie Huth, also to Kristen Nitka, Wyatt Storer, Isaac Newberry, Josephine Tagliapetra, to Jalen Layer, and Isabel Clary.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
7:38, good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE. Here's Kenny Rogers.
He works hard to give her all he thinks she wants. A three-car garage, her own credit cards. He pulls in late to wake her up with a kiss goodnight. If he could only read her mind, she'd say, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need the most in my life. Now the days have grown to years of feeling all alone. She can't help but wonder what she's doing wrong. 'Cause lately she'd try anything to turn his head.
say, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need the most in my life. And the more that he lives, the less that he tries to show her the love that he holds inside. And the more that she gives, the more that he sees. This is a story of you and me. So I bought you a rose on the way home from work, to open the door to a heart that I hurt. And I hope you notice this look in my eyes. I'm gonna make things right for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
And I'm gonna hold you tonight. Do all those little things for the rest of your life.
Kenny Rogers on WRCO. Happy birthday today to Zach Carpenter. Have a great day. Love, Dad, Krista, Carly, Amelia, and Naomi. Zach, have a great birthday. Today, Thursday, January 4th, News Time with Joanne is coming up. Here are the Chief Tones.
Did you hear about Mary, the girl we thought was so sweet? She broke up Ellen and Tom, who lived down the street. That heavy mortgage house over George and Betty's burned down. They don't know how it happened, 'cause they were both out of town. Kick the can, it's a game we all understand. Kick the can. You know Deacon Evans, who hated drinking so bad. They're still investigating that last little wreck that he had. And Jackie Sue Martin got married just 6 months ago. Just had a new baby and it weighed 8 pounds or so. Oh, kick the can, it's a game we all understand. Oh, keep kicking your fellow man. Kick the can. You knew that the Hamptons were sailing and leaving for good, because that new family has moved into our neighborhood. Joyce isn't working, but she's always got money to spend. And Mr. Clark, the banker, was seen leaving her house again. Oh, kick the can, it's a game we all understand. Oh, keep kicking your fellow man. Kick the can. Oh, kick the can.
This is Phil Nee. I hope you have an awesome day. Thanks for starting it here on the radio.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 28 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Clouds mixed with a few peaks of sunshine today, high around 31. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with a low of 20. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and we're at our morning low of 28 degrees.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. We are excited to be a supplier for Next Level Super Premium Dog Food. We have a variety of dog food fit for every dog's nutritional needs. Stop down today and let us share with you the benefits of Next Level Dog Food. And as always, you're looking good today.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. There will be one race in Richland County for the board seat to represent District 8. Incumbent Gary Manning is being challenged by Cheryl Dull. Incumbents Steve Caro, Marty Brewer, Richard McKee, Ken Renish, Ingrid Glassbrenner, David Turk, Chad Cosgrove, Bob Frank, Carrie Severson, Steve Williamson, Mark Cooey, Julie Fleming, and Daniel McGuire in Districts 1, 3, 5, 6, 10, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 21, respectively, will all appear on the ballot. Mary Miller in District 2 is running to maintain the seat she was appointed to following the resignation of Sean Murphy Lopez. Newcomers also include Sandra Kramer in District 4 and Michelle Harwick in District 11. Districts 7, 9, 12, and 20 remain open. The ballots for this spring's nonpartisan elections are set, and 10 current Dane County supervisors have decided not to run for re-election. Dane County supervisors serve two-year terms on the county board and are all up for re-election every even-numbered year in the spring. Of those 10 districts, 7 only have one candidate on the ballot, meaning those 10 new candidates are almost guaranteed to be sitting on the Dane County board by the end of the spring. Additionally, 20 current county supervisors are running for re-election unopposed and will almost certainly win another term. That means that 10 districts or less than one-third will see contested races this spring. Two districts have three people running in the race, meaning that there will be a primary election for those seats on February 20th. The rest of the seats have just two candidates and will appear on the ballot on April 2nd. Wisconsin Democrats will see only one candidate's name on their presidential primary ballot. President Joe Biden will be the only Democrat in the April 2nd primary. Congressman Dean Phillips of Minnesota is an announced Democratic candidate, but Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler only proposed Biden's name at Tuesday's meeting of the state's Presidential Preference Selection Committee. Wickler noted in a statement that the state party has endorsed Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris for re-election. The names, which on the Republican side include former President Donald Trump, are now with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Candidates have until January 30th to confirm their ballot status or indicate that they don't intend to run. Rulings from Dane County could mean fewer absentee ballots being rejected. Judge Ryan Nilsestoon ruled Tuesday that clerks cannot reject ballots lacking certain witness information, such as zip codes or municipalities. The rulings stem from separate lawsuits by the League of Women Voters and youth voter activist group RISE. Nilsestoon agreed with RISE's argument that a witness address is complete if it provides enough information to reasonably discern where the witness may be communicated with. He rejected arguments for a more restrictive definition from the Elections Commission and Republican lawmakers, noting state statute doesn't explicitly define an address for absentee balloting. Bomb threats were made to numerous state capitals Wednesday, including in Wisconsin. The state capitol in Madison was one of many across the nation targeted in a mass bomb threat hoax on Wednesday. There were reports of at least 23 state capitals receiving a generic email related to bomb threats. A Wisconsin Department of Administration spokesperson said additional measures were taken to ensure the safety of the capitol and those working inside. State capitol police worked with law enforcement partners, including federal agencies. While some capitals were evacuated, there were no reports of any substantiated threats at any location. The date has been set for a public memorial for former Wisconsin U.S. Senator Herb Cole. The service will begin at noon January 12th at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum. The arena is the home of the Milwaukee Bucks, the NBA team Cole owned for nearly 30 years. When he bought the Bucks in 1985, Cole promised that the team would never leave Milwaukee. After he sold the team in 2014, he held to that commitment by donating $100 million for the construction of the arena where his memorial service will be held. The service will be open to the public. Cole died at the age of 88 last month following a brief illness. A well-known Wisconsin sausage maker will close one of its facilities. Johnsonville is closing its Meadowside plant in Sheboygan Falls by the end of this year. The move comes after Johnsonville's acquisition of its co-packer, Salm Partners. The company says it will transition some of its ready-to-eat production to a Salm facility in Denmark, Wisconsin, near Green Bay. The 390 employees at the Meadowside plant will have a position through at least the end of June, with a stay-on bonus being offered to employees who remain with Johnsonville through that period. The Meadowside plant is one of three on Johnsonville's Sheboygan Falls campus. Vernon County is seeking residents interested in serving on the newly formed planning committee. Members will serve two-year terms and will be responsible for facilitating the public participation plan as part of the comprehensive plan process. The committee will develop the county's comprehensive plan and make a recommendation for approval to the county board. The committee will recommend amendments to the comprehensive plan as necessary. The committee will be composed of four county board supervisors and three community members appointed by the county board chair. Interested residents should send a letter of interest to County Administrative Coordinator Cassandra Hannon at cassandra.hannon@vernoncounty.org or by mail to 400 Courthouse Square, Suite 108, Viroqua, Wisconsin, 54665. Letters of interest should be submitted no later than January 19th. For the past three decades, the Ithaca High School students have hosted the Passages Food Drive every Christmas season. Passages is a nonprofit facility in Richland County that helps women in domestic abuse situations. When this effort first began, the Ithaca High School senior class hosted the food drive, and over time, the Ithaca Student Council took over duties of organizing the fundraiser. This year, the Ithaca Student Council paired up council members with elementary and middle school classes in the spirit of competition. The goal in the end, a Pizza Hut party for the winning class. At the end of this year's drive, the fourth grade group with their partners, Kaylee Newkirk, Tristan Peterson, and Maggie Kirshner, won the contest by collecting 22 boxes of items. A grand total of 75 boxes were collected and donated to Passages just in time for Christmas. The Ithaca High School Student Council would like to thank everyone who participated in the annual drive. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites individuals with a passion for promoting agriculture to apply to be the 77th Allison Dairyland through January 31st. As one of the most widely recognized communications professionals in Wisconsin agriculture, Allison Dairyland travels extensively promoting Wisconsin's agricultural industry and its impact on the state economy. In this highly visible and fast-paced position, Allison Dairyland serves as a full-time spokesperson, cultivates relationships with television, radio, and print media outlets throughout the state, writes and delivers speeches at events, and utilizes social media to tell the stories of Wisconsin agriculture. Additional duties include developing and executing marketing plans, delivering classroom presentations, and networking with industry professionals. Alice must also learn and retain information about the diversity of Wisconsin agriculture and be able to tailor that information to educate both urban and rural audiences. Alice and Dairyland applicants should have an interest in Wisconsin agriculture, public speaking experience, and at least 3 years of experience, education, or training in communications, marketing education, or public relations. Applicants must also be female, Wisconsin residents, and at least 21 years old. This one-year full-time contractual position starts July 8th. The chosen candidate will travel extensively and be required to be in person at DATCAP's Madison office each week. The annual salary for Alice in Dairyland is $45,000 and includes holiday, vacation, and sick leave, and use of a state vehicle while on official business. Reimbursement is provided for an individual health insurance premium up to $450 a month and professional travel expenses. To apply, provide a cover letter, completed application form, resume, and contact information for 3 professional references to datcpalice@wisconsin.gov or P.O. Box 8911 Madison 53708-8911 by 4:30 Wednesday afternoon, January 31st. Application materials are available on the Alice in Dairyland website. Qualified applicants will have a preliminary interview on February 24th at DATCAP's Madison office or via Microsoft Teams. Top candidates are required to attend a 2-day program briefing and press announcement March 1st and 2nd, and the 3-day final interview process May 2nd through 4th in Door County. For more information about the Alice in Dairyland program, visit aliceindairyland.com. A Weston man will serve a decade in prison for sexually assaulting children at a daycare center where he lived and worked. A Marathon County judge sentenced Sean Wild to 10 years in a state prison for inappropriately touching children in the basement of the center. The 24-year-old also filmed and photographed some of the incidents, saying it was part of a game he played with the kids. After the prison sentence, he will spend another 3 decades on probation and extended supervision, and the rest of his life on the state sex offender registry. The sentence was part of a plea deal that saw Wild plead no contest to 6 of the 24 counts he was facing, including sexual contact or intercourse with a child under the age of 13.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbach here from the Philbach Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbach.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbach Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbach Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Thursday, January 4th. Avis M. Spencer, 73 of Richland Center, died December 20th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11 to 3 at Turbo's in Hub City. A private family burial will be held in the Rockbridge Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Avis M. Spencer, 73 of Richland Center. Janet M. Davis, 86 of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. No formal services will be held. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Janet M. Davis, 86 of Richland Center.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
The AP News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe with an ultra-cool historic building. It's currently a cloudy 28 degrees in Richland Center on our way up to a high of 31.